John Kelsey, and I'm a part of the disciple-making ministry at the University of Oklahoma. I love this conference where I can bring our students. It's just a tremendous opportunity to be encouraged and challenged. I got right with God at the end of my sophomore year at OU, and we had a little bookstore, Dr. Coleman, in the bottom of our building, and the guy that was trying to help me grow gave me this book, and he said, "You can't come back to OU in the fall until you read it." And I think he was half serious. So this changed my life. The light came on for me that I understood the last 2 years what these people around the Baptist student union were talking about. And so it is my joy to introduce Katie Gray. Katie is on our staff. It's her second year. She is originally from Colorado Springs. She's an alum of the ministry there at OU. And she is Skip and Buzzy Gray's granddaughter. So I'd like to pray over Katie, and she's going to give a word of testimony. Father in heaven, thank you so much for my little sister. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'd fill her with your spirit, and you'd speak to us the truth. Lord God, be glorified in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I recognize some of you. I'd like to tell you a story this morning. You're probably very familiar with a very privileged young person who came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I have kept all the commandments since my youth. What do I lack?" And Jesus discerned the heart of that individual and said to give away everything. Jesus knew that perfect church attendance was not what leads to eternal life. Jesus knew that he was the way to eternal life. As many of you know, that individual went away sad, having many things. And this is where my story begins. Actually, I am that individual. I grew up in a Christian home, and as a young child, I understood the saving truth of Jesus Christ's love for me. And I received that truth with joy, and as I grew in my knowledge of the scriptures. I did not intend to be a missionary. That sounded very uncomfortable, and I thought it had to be with calling. But I want to tell you the story of how God made me become a missionary. I had heard a statistic that 4 out of 5 students in high school will go off to college and use the faith, its identity, to them. And characterized by fear and faith, I was petrified. I did not want to be in that statistic, and I was determined. And so when I came to the University of Oklahoma, I got plugged in with the Baptist Collegiate Ministries right away. I met some friends, and I can tell you they are disciples of Jesus Christ because I recognize them for their love. They studied the Bible together. They practiced the Bible together. And they even knew how to have a good time. They invited me to movie nights, pizza parties, and lunch dates, and I learned from them the ways of God and how to follow him as a young woman in college. My friend Denise, my sophomore year, was meeting with me, and she asked me one day if I knew the bridge illustration. Do I know the bridge illustration? I had been involved with navigators in the BCM, and I could see anything. Well, I knew as well as the back of my hand. I knew that illustration, too. Even though she asked me, I said, "Oh, I know it. I do not need to review it." But in reality, I hadn't actually memorized these verses, and I had never drawn it to present the gospel to someone. I did not want to be exposed, even though I knew it. I had a lot of head knowledge, but I was resisting application. When I realized that, something inside me said, "You need to try and practice sharing the gospel." And as I had been around these students who were living like Jesus, I realized I can't separate investing in others and discipleship from evangelism. So taking the pencil, I shared the gospel with my discipler. It was messy. But I was obedient, and that was a very big step in walking with Jesus and being willing to be a missionary to the campus. I'm so glad Denise did not just teach me, but had me train and practice these things. Because within 24 hours, I had used the bridge to share the gospel with one of my friends. That girl has since given her life to Christ. Within a year of her own baptism, that girl led another girl to Christ. While I was in college, 5 of my friends became believers, and I have witnessed with my eyes the power of the gospel to transform lives. I have seen the power of the gospel change my friends. It was at my 3rd year at OU that I realized God had begun a work in my heart, and it became a burden for the nations. And the love of God compelled me to go to the nations. And so I went on my very first mission trip after I graduated at OU. And it was there that God revealed to me a lot of things. One thing I learned was that I am an unlikely believer. I live 2,000 years after Christ. I live all the way around the globe from Christ when he was teaching. And I'm a Gentile. I'm a woman. And I'm wealthy. And those five reasons make it difficult for someone like me to enter the kingdom of God. And I stand before you today, a redeemed and chosen child of God. I realized in that moment the importance of disciple making. Because it is not a church building or an American tradition that makes me a believer to stand here before you. It is the fact that disciples made disciples who made disciples and taught their disciples to do the same. And my grandfather taught my father, taught me the word of God. I am that privileged individual. And I remember that day walking away sorrowful, knowing that Jesus' words were, if any desire to come after me, let him deny himself first, take up his cross and follow me. And I realized I have to die to self. And when he says daily, my grandfather tells me that means every day. So I think I realized that if I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ in me. And this is my testimony, that God has given me eternal life, and that life is in his Son. And when I die, I truly live. I stand before you today, not telling my story, but telling you that I am a character in history.